Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There are many times to stand up and be counted, to be numbered among a group. You've probably been in at least one of these. As I mentioned at the beginning of service, this is Memorial Day weekend. Perhaps at some point or another, if you have a family member who lost their life in serving in the armed forces, you were asked to stand up and be counted. Or perhaps if you have a family member who is currently serving in the armed forces in one branch or another, you were asked to stand up and be counted. The purpose of this is recognition. Another way that you might have been numbered with a group is in preparing to do a project. Many of you have probably done this type of thing at high school or grade school or perhaps junior high. You go around the room and count off 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way around the room, or 1, 2, 3, or however many people need, or however many groups there need to be. Yesterday, my aunts, uncles, and friends of the family had to do this. They had to count off 1, 2, 3 until there were 3 groups of them. The purpose of that was so that they could get to know each other and maybe get to know somebody that they had not known before. But in addition to that, there was a project. They were supposed to use toilet paper to create a wedding dress for somebody in their group who was going to be the model for that wedding dress. And then Anna and I were supposed to pick which of the 3 wedding dresses was the best. So again, there are many times and places where one might stand up to be recognized or might be numbered among a group. This morning in our first reading, one of the disciples who had been going along with the disciples was going to be chosen. He was to be numbered. Numbered with the 11 apostles to make the number once again 12. After having lost Judas earlier. One of our focuses will be on why Judas had to be replaced to make the number once again 12. Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. Judas was an unfortunate human being. And that is putting it severely, mildly. He had been numbered with the apostles. He was allotted a share in their ministry about Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God, who had come to take away the sin of the world. But as Jesus had said, it would have been better for him if he had never been born at all. He delivered Jesus into the hands of the authorities who were going to put Jesus to death. When he learned that that was their plan, he attempted to make amends. He attempted to take the 30 pieces back to the authorities. But the authorities did not take the money back. Utterly lost in despair, Judas fell headlong, bursting open. Because he lost all hope in Jesus, he went to his own place, namely to hell. We know what happened to Judas because these things had been written about him even before he lived. So what does this mean for us? Well, in a word, it means that it is not once saved, always saved. Judas had been numbered with the apostles and shared in their ministry, but he had gone his own way, despaired, and didn't turn to Jesus for forgiveness. This is a sad message that we hear over and over again in the scriptures. The Israelites who wandered the 40 years in the wilderness, they were God's chosen people. But God permitted them to die in their sin in the wilderness. There was the man who had taken the spoils from Canaan after God had specifically told them not to take anything out of the land of Canaan. He took something and hid it in his tent. Rather than repent of that, he died in his sin. Esau gave up his birthright and did not receive it back, no matter how many tears he cried. We don't know when judgment may come. But we do know from the scriptures that when it comes, we will be either found remaining in faith in God through our Lord Jesus, or we will have turned our own way. If we are found in Christ, we will enter the new heavens and new earth with Him in glorified bodies to life everlasting with true joy and with each other. If we are not found in Him, if you are not found in Him, you will go to hell forever. No amount of tears will change that outcome. Not even if you cry, "Lord, Lord." The worst thing we could ever possibly hear is Jesus saying, "I never knew you." God doesn't need you. He wants you to be saved, but as with Judas, another can easily take your place. For it is written in the book of Psalms, "May his camp become desolate, and let there be no one to dwell in it, and let another take his office." So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection. God doesn't need you or me to accomplish his purposes, but he does desire that you and I believe and will be saved. That's the whole reason that Peter can say that there was a time that Jesus went in and out among them. Beginning with the baptism of John all the way to his ascension, Jesus' entire life was devoted to bringing sinners to repentance and faith. John the Baptist came preaching, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." And Jesus' very presence there among them was the kingdom of God right there for them. Jesus' life was devoted to the preaching of law and gospel that no human being had ever had or was currently at that time living the law perfectly, nor would anyone ever. No one in the Old Testament, not the rich young man who claimed to have been living the commandments from his birth, whom Jesus then told to give up all his riches, not the Pharisees, not the Sadducees, not even his own chosen disciples, whom Jesus had to reprove time and time again. And Jesus also preached the gospel that everyone who came to him would never thirst again. They would never die eternally. And that he was going to prepare a place for them. Today, Jesus has ascended back to heaven and no longer goes in and out among us. While he has returned to the right hand of God, his word remains among us. From hearing that word is handed down from the apostles who walked with Jesus, you and I have been made witnesses. And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Peter encouraged that there be 12 among them by citing David's psalm that another should take the office of the one who would betray the Messiah. A man from the Church of Sweden by the name of Bo Geert, who is an author, he was the author of the book Hammer of God, wrote in a devotional book, "There had to be 12 apostles. There was a message in that number. Israel had 12 tribes, and the apostles were the new Israel, God's people, who gathered around the Messiah. So the word of God in Christ would be spread by 12. Just as it had been spread by 12 in the Old Testament." This does not discount the work of the other disciples, the men disciples and the female disciples, who would take that word from the apostles to the nations. Matthias was numbered with the 11 to make 12, but the message was the same from the 12 apostles to all the other men and women disciples spreading that word. The message did not change. Likewise, the message of the other disciples did not change. It is the same message, the same word of Christ Jesus, which has been passed down to us by the church. Today, you and I have been numbered with the 11 apostles, just like Matthias. That does not mean that the number has become more than 12. It means that their message has become our message. All people have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, the Lamb of God, has taken away the sin of the world by his living in and among us, his going in and out among us, his death on the cross, and his resurrection and ascension into heaven where he is preparing a place for you and for me and for all who believe. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds ever faithful unto life everlasting. Amen.